because I'm standing up here, you can have the sixth grade. Someone from the sixth grade, go.
This wasn't necessarily meant to be messages or songs, but I felt a need to share this. It's that, I was in SSE last year, and basically what happened was that I was in the spirit all the time. I was like acting in the spirit. I was always in the spirit. But when I came back to home, to my house, it was like, it just sort of faded. Everything faded. And it's like, and although this was a much shorter amount of time, we can't let it fade. We have to keep in the spirit.
Amen.
Something I enjoyed was the five statuses. I actually never knew there was a thing like the five statuses until now. I really enjoy how the athletes and how we must always run our course, like Timothy and Mark. Of course, some of us may have delays, but it's always good to find the track and keep on going.
Amen.
We always have to run second game. So, for example, Daniela's my companion. So, if we're running the race together and Daniela gets sick, she starts falling down, then I can be here to help.
Amen. Amen.
Reading the Bible is like finding it. If you start, you need to finish.
Right.
Amen.
So, since I'm her companion, I can help her read the Bible and finish, and we can finish the race.
Amen.
Amen. This session says that when people put times, man will love themselves rather than God. And it just shows how much we need to have time. Because think about it, it's not a prophecy or it's not a miracle. It's a fact and it's happening right now. People are loving themselves into worldly things that this just shows how much they left God during this period of time. That these worldly things, people are using them to fill that hole in their spirit that God is supposed to fill.
Right.
And that just shows how much that we need the Lord to fill our spirit.
Amen.
What I enjoy from the meeting is like how Mark is like he believed in God and he was going all straight up, but then he had a detour, and it just shows. But then he completed the race with God. It just shows. Even though we believe in God first, we might have a detour, something that distracts us from the world. And no matter how much time, we can always still finish the race in time, and we can always still finish it with God.
What I enjoyed from my school was that when the Lord comes, He's going to judge us all, so we need to, like, not be full of sin. We need to read the Bible daily.
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
What really touched me in the past meetings he's come for this weekend was what the Holy Spirit said about the athletes. When Gabrielle Anderson, she was so dehydrated. She knew that she wouldn't win a medal, but she knew that if she contended, that an athlete contends lawfully, so she didn't want any help. And I think that just really stands out to what all of us, how all of us make mistakes all the time. And when you make your mistake, you may sin sometimes, or you may, at the moment, you don't know what you're doing, but when, after a while, you figure out what you did wasn't correct and wasn't right, like, you think that no one saw you, but the Lord is always watching everything you do. So if you just, like, pray to Him and tell Him how sorry you are, then it can be fixed, and you won't feel as, like, all the pressure is on you about, I did this wrong, and I feel like no one's going to forgive me. You don't have to feel that way anymore if you pray to the Lord and tell Him how sorry you are.
Amen.
Amen.
Mommy and my mom went jogging Thursday morning, and we jogged for 2.8 miles. And we didn't even notice, we weren't tired, we didn't notice that we jogged that long. And it's like reading the Bible. When you're like with someone else, you wouldn't notice how long or how far you've gone through the Bible verses. All you know is that, oh, this is my friend, or this is my sister, mom, or dad. We're just reading the Bible, reading it for so long, and we haven't noticed. We were jogging for like 2 hours. We didn't feel tired because we were talking. We were talking about the Lord and talking about what we experienced. She was just talking about how she experienced through her life and then with the Lord. And just like reading the Bible, when you're with someone else, you will not feel lazy. And it's like, oh, I read already 5, so I'm like done. You will read on and on.
Amen. So I really enjoyed when Brother talked about when his grandfather went to Vietnam and how he set to jungle, it's always ambushes. And it was really that bad. Every second, every turn you took in that jungle, it could mean your life. Mm-hmm. And that applies a lot to how we act in real life. I can guarantee you the second you step out of this camp, step back into your friend group, back into your school life, back into your family home, the Satan and the devil, he will tempt you. And he will make you walk that jungle walk the same as those soldiers in Vietnam would walk. Every turn you take, there's always something waiting for you there. And always to be an ambush there. So you have to be ready. So don't worry. We have a guide.
Amen.
Our conscience. God has given us a great guide that helps us through this jungle and avoids all these ambushes and traps.
Amen.
So we can thank the Lord who gives us this conscience and this guide to help us through life.
Amen.
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 Amen. On Friday, we learned about the 8 divine provisions for the inoculation.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about like the key or the whole, like one of the key provision, which is like the pure conscience. I'm not trying to say that the other provisions aren't. Or and there are important, it's just that you need to have your conscience
right.
To properly actually have the other ones.
Right.
And I know a lot of the people here who might have come to other conferences before, right now they're just like, oh boy, they're sharing about the conscience again? Oh boy, I get to sleep. Please don't sleep.
Amen.
It's very important.
Amen.
So like, what's the fuck? And like, it's very important to keep our pure conscience,
right?
Because like our daily routines of just eating, sleeping, breathing, drinking, we have to maintain it day by day, or else it's going to be bad.
Yeah,
and I really like what's called the brother's example of the fire alarm thing, that like our conscience is like the alarm, and if it's turned off, then if the fire comes, we're going to burn.
Yeah.
We're going to die. And I don't know, you might not know this, but dying is not good. So yes, let's be those that really keep our conscience clean.
Amen.
Okay, so I enjoyed what the brother suggested about the taking the two sides. Because like I was reading something from my dad, and he asked me this question about which side do we take, the Lord side or the world side?
Mm.
And back then, I thought that, why can't I be in the middle, because I don't see what could go wrong. But thank the Lord that I came to this conference and the brother answered my question. There is no middle.
Right.
It's like she said, sending two boats, one foot on one side, another on the other foot. Eventually,
mm-hmm.
just fall inside the water.
Right.
So Lord, we just choose the Lord's side.
Amen.
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 Just
as Paul
takes the course, right? We also need to finish the course.
Amen.
We need to like, run this course continually, daily, in our Christian lives. But there are these things that will like slow or entangle our Christian lives that are like the worldly change. We do not want these worldly changes to be entangled us. But we need to be those who are not entangled and live the Christian lives we need to be.
Amen.
I want to share a verse that I'm with. It's 2 Timothy 2.23. But please, you all of us, pursue righteousness.
Amen.
Love, peace, and build a calm and all of them.
Amen.
And this helps us to flee the world and the temptations that we have and pursue righteousness and all the Lord.
Amen.
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 Especially the afternoon, about 4 p.m. 3 p.m. I pursue toward the goal for Christ, in which God and Christ Jesus has called me upward.
Amen.
Christ Jesus called us upward.
Amen.
The new generation, the new generation. There are many in our way, which is like the world where we start. And we have to ignore like the world and then go forward.
Amen.
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 The conscious is the leading part of my spirit.
Yes.
So if you don't have a clear conscious, you don't have a, you cannot contact the Lord with your spirit. And then exercise your spirit means firstly to have a clear conscious.
Amen.
Amen.
So what I found really interesting was during our small group, we did a survey of like how often do you read the Bible and like how do you read it. Everybody that checked like they read it like 3 or 4 times a week had one thing in common, and that was that they had companions who read like the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So that just taught me that like companions are really important.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Like what is the Bible and
Amen. Amen. Okay, you brothers can go ahead and sit down. Let's come over here. These sisters have been standing for a while.
Amen.
Go ahead.
And so even if our Christian life is like ours, it won't be useful to the ministry, and we will finish the race.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Need to have enthusiasm to finish the race, regardless of what our friends do with our
service. Amen. Let's have these two sisters, and we'll go to the brothers, and then these two.
Okay, so it's really hard for me to always get up and speak, but if I don't, then the river that's supposed to be flowing through me would become stinky.
Amen.
What I really liked is when the brother said that saying that the Lord has a mother is like giving him a beginning. But Jesus himself, as a person, has a mother. But the God is eternal. It was always, it wasn't clear for me before. I always thought that how can God have a mother? But now I understand.
Amen.
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 What I liked was when, so you know, I'm supposed to love God and not just another person. Well, if your friend were to come up to you and say, like, hey, do you love me? Because it's kind of like that kind of love. And then you're like, yeah, but then they're like, do you love me more than anything else? I'm like, no. And then, like, they're offended for some reason. And because there's always, like, that other thing that you have to worry about, which is God. And you can't always worry about other things that you love. Because for me, I never knew that God would have to be sent first. I thought it was, like, your parents. Because they want your life or like your family, but it's really supposed to be God because He was the first one to do anything for you.
Amen. Can we do these two?
So one thing I was touched by was that one guy, I forgot his name, he was running a race and he took a key for him, but he was able to come back and finish the race.
Amen.
And there's this other thing about the race that's like, we have a race around and it's a really important race,
right.
But it's hard to do with, you know, athletes on our back. like you're running to and from like the cabins and the this building and the cafeteria stuff, the vegetarian tent bag, heavy books in it, and more stuff bag, the harder it is to run.
I enjoyed how the Bible is God's exhaling or exhaling to the world. And so we need to inhale it so it can be become a part of us.
Amen.
I enjoy the same thing as her. About that we need to inhale the word of God.
Amen.
Message 3, this is actually the antidote against the decline.
Yes.
So after we leave here, maybe we feel like we're really enjoying the Lord, but we're a little afraid of the decline. Oh, I'm just going to go back to how I was. Well, the antidote to the decline is prayer, reading the Word of God.
Amen.
We were in our group, we were in prayer, and it was so sweet. And what do we emphasize? We emphasize that we want to be consistent. Pray that we want to say, Lord Jesus, I want to learn how to pray, read the word every day.
Amen.
So hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have the antidote to the decline, which is pray, reading the word of God.
Amen.
So what really struck me was when the Lord said, a bad Christian book is 1,000 years of threat, and a good Christian is called up there and live the life of the Lord Jesus. But then, but the worldly things is what drags us down into the 1,000 years of darkness and regret.
Yeah.
So we have to avoid the worldly things and
yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That amazing thing was because if you're a Christian, you can't like take advantage of God and you can get like attacked because you still have to follow the language.
Yeah.
So like everything we do affects that.
Yeah.
So we have to love the God with our spirit and our
mind.
Amen. Amen.
Together, we're going to finish the race together.
Amen.
Amen.
conference, I really enjoyed that we need to be strengthened in the Lord and disciplined in whatever we do. But we need to ask ourselves, how are we living our Christian life and how well are we fulfilling our Christian duty? Are we choosing God over everything else or are we choosing the world? There is no in-between. Whatever we choose will have an effect on us.
Amen.
If we choose God, we will get the kingdom of the Lord.
Amen.
So in evolution, you know, you might hear that man came from monkeys, but we know that's not true because God had said in the Bible that God made man and woman, and he made them with an eternal life. And because we have an eternal life, we have
everything. Amen. Amen.
Oh, so I like the part about the workman, about cutting straight, and I feel like it applies to Timothy, like he cut straight to the Lord.
Right.
But it's also okay to be a mark, to like take a detour as long as you come back to the Lord at like the end.
So I enjoyed the example about the two boats, one of God and one of the world. And before I came to a conference, I always thought that you could have one foot in each. It's like, oh, as long as I'm at least one foot with God, I'll be okay. Mm-hmm. But now I learned that you should always keep your two feet in God's boat.
Amen.
I enjoyed how, if you are fearful of the Lord's coming, that means, like, you're engulfed in sin and you like enjoy the world. But if you like, if you love the Lord's appearing, if you want the Lord's appearing, then that means like you like live your whole life for the Lord. And
Amen.
You know that you're going to be chosen to go into the feast.
Amen.
And we just have to be the people who go into the feast.
Amen.
Okay, so we, Sam and I, enjoyed this verse over the weekend. It's Luke 21:27-28, which we're going to read. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to happen, stand erect and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. I just felt that this was like really important because many Christians think that when the Lord is coming, you should bow down your heads because he is the Son of Man and the Son of God.
Mm.
But instead, you should stand erect and lift up your heads.
Amen.
I also think like, you're standing erect and lifting up your heads, enjoying the Lord's appearance.
Amen.
And then I also wanted to add on to what the sister said about evolution. That's something that always stumps the people who believe in it. Like, if people came from monkeys, why don't we see monkeys turning into people today?
Okay.
Okay, so I really enjoyed the hymn that we sang this morning, 1307. And so here's the chorus from verse 3. When Jesus comes, will we be in his presence? When Jesus comes, will we his face behold? Oh, let us not return to sloth and folly, but jealously his loving presence hold.
Amen.
I really enjoyed this because we want to finish the course with God on our side. So we have to keep the faith as a teacher, farmer, worker, athlete, and soldier. So we just need to fight this fight.
Amen. Amen.
As teachers, we need to be taught and teach others.
Amen.
As soldiers, we must fight the good Christian battle.
Amen.
As athletes, we need to contend lawfully.
Yes.
As farmers, we need to partake of the fruit.
Right.
Amen.
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 The aspect that I enjoyed the most out of this conference was that the gospel leader is a I was touched by many points of the Christian race. The first lawyer running for the Christian race, the running Christian race. So if we fall down to the work of burden, God will be two actions that we're now. Others can help us. And when we reach the end, we also see other fellow Christians. To run the race, we need to read God's word.
Right.
As God's expert.
Amen.
Finally, how we finish the race matters more than how we start.
Amen.
Yeah, first place is not as important as contending wrongfully
yes.
and reaching the finish line.
Amen.
Both Timothy and Mark reach the
Amen.
So I enjoyed Ecclesiastes 4:10, which says, "For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who fails and does not have another to lift him up."
Amen.
So we have to run the race with all of our companions, because out around us there's worldly things everywhere. So if we get entangled in them and fall into them, we still have our companions to lift us back up, and we can lift them up too.
Amen.
So if we run the race with our companions, we can finish the course together.
Amen.
Still have some more time.
So I enjoyed the status of the farmer, because it can be so discouraging when you try to preach the gospel to someone, but they reject it. But it's so important to know that you've already planted a seed in their heart, and Jesus will always find a way for the river to flow through them, even if it takes decades. It's important to know that they can become vessels of God, and every vessel is important.
Amen.
How to love the Lord and to love the Lord's appealing is inseparable.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, I'm not totally prepared for the Lord to come today. But I realized it's okay, because if right now we're not prepared, we have to be prepared tomorrow.
Amen.
We have to do everything we can to be prepared the day He comes.
Amen.
We can't just push things later and say, oh, I'll read the Bible tomorrow, because until you know it, He's going to come that day. So we can't just let life pass us by.
Amen.
If you're on the edge of your chair, this is the time. We have a few more minutes.
3 months.
Amen.
Having a pure conscience is really important. I would say I was really impressed by this matter. And another thing is that we never have to confess the same sin twice, because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from every sin.
Amen.
And the reason we might feel we need to is because Satan is an accuser.
Yes.
In Revelation, it says he accuses us before God day and night.
Amen.
But in Romans 8, it says that who shall bring a charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who justifies.
Amen.
So the Lord Jesus' blood cleanses us from our sin.
Amen.
And God recognizes that. And so there's no need for us to feel condemned by Satan. And even as we go back to our schools, and we might be scared to do so, but the Lord is always interceding for us, and He's praying for us.
Amen.
Because He wants us to finish the course. He wants us to win the race.
Amen.
Okay, so this is exactly what I shared last night, but I think this is very important. It's still the Timothy and Mark comparison. Like, Timothy, he was very, like, faithful the entire way, but Mark, he left Paul in the middle, and then he came back, because Paul said he's useful to me for the ministry.
Right.
I just remembered a story I read about an Olympian who was a soldier in World War II.
Right.
After that, he had PTSD and he became an alcoholic, and then he also beat his wife and all the bad things. And then one day he heard a preacher speaking, and then he had like a revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he dumped all his like alcohol down the drain, and then he became a hardcore Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And then so this, I think he was like a very, very good example of a like modern Mark. He also took a detour, and then at the end he was also very faithful to the Lord.
Amen. What I also enjoyed was when the brother said about that you need to preach the gospel to the people. Your friends, they're walking the veil and they can't see, so you have to unblind.
Amen.
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 Lord's point how we need to be ready to fight the battle. Fighting might be really hard, but we need to keep our discipline. Because if we really love the Lord, then we will fight for Him. Because there will be many times where we will have our faiths shaken, but we need to stand still, and we need to hold strong and keep our faith to the Lord.
As throughout the speaker, there were many things that were really possible, but there were two of them that particularly stood out. The first was writing the good deposit. The Bible says, but notice, in the last days, difficult times shall come. For men shall be lovers of self, lovers of money, boasters, arrogant, defilers, disobedient, dependent, and the list goes on. So think about this. Think about society, about worldly folks of today.
Right.
Isn't this exactly what the world is like? This is no longer a prophecy, now it's the cold reality. So that's why it's especially important for us to pursue, to try the good deposit and pursue the Lord.
Amen.
Which brings us to the second thing I really enjoyed, which was how the inoculator is an athlete. I was really touched by the story which one of the brothers shared about the marathon brother. Like she was tired, she was exhausted, she was dehydrated and could collapse any moment. But she wanted to contend lawfully and didn't let anyone else touch her. She wanted to finish the marathon that badly. And that's how badly we should want to finish the Christian race.
Amen.
I also enjoyed something else. Like Timothy was always faithful to God all the way through. But Mark, he took a detour, but then he was faithful to the Lord. It reminded me of something that happened to a man my father told me. Before he was like a stealer, he robbed houses. But one day he went into a house, it was a Christian house, a family of Christian. And all he saw were like blood covering all the walls, and my dad told me it was the blood of Jesus protecting the family. And then the next day he came to the house again and he looked inside the house and everything was normal. So then he had a feeling inside of him, something he didn't know. And then he asked the family what they were doing on Sunday, and they were going to the church. So then the man said if he could come with the family, and the family said of course. So then when the man came in inside the church, he learned all about Jesus, and that was years ago, and now he's a preacher and trying to preach to everyone else like he was before.
Scientists are searching for something called the missing link between humans and monkeys.
Yeah,
that's literally what they call it, the missing link. And apparently, this missing link will never, ever, ever be found because there is no missing link. Man and monkey are not connected, except for the fact that they are both living.
Anyone else? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just really thank the Lord for this time and this conference. Such a healthy word, right?
Amen.
Word, we need to hear it and let the Lord just, it's like a medicine inside of us. I'm really encouraged by being with you young people. I mean, I turned around over my shoulder here and I don't know how many ukuleles and guitars young players were singing and, you know, participating in the enjoyment of the meeting. That was really, really something. I know the Lord has a bright future, right?
Amen.
I have some young Timothys here among us.
Amen.
And we want to just give the Lord our best cooperation, right? Because as we said, it is a fight. And in a fight, you got to give it everything. Or else you may not win that fight, right? So that's something really important. And I think one point we just wanted to make, brothers, we had a little more fellowship on this matter of, we talked about Timothy as the straight line, and then Mark, he took a detour. But Mark's detour, and a number of you have commented that it's great to see how Mark got brought back in. So the Lord's power to save is great.
Amen.
Our whole life, right? He can always bring us to Him. But we just want to point out that there are many people who are not mentioned,
right?
In a positive way. Like even Demas, right? He loved the present age. We talked about a detour. Detour is maybe a euphemism or a nice way of saying an ambush, right? Because the reason you take that detour is not because it's not planning your summer vacation. Maybe I'll visit, Niagara Falls, and then I'm up in Ontario. It's not like that. Rather, it's the circumstances, and a brother Timothy pointed out, you could find yourself in a situation where you can't come back. That happens. And we, and all of the, especially the older ones here, we know some like this. Of course, we pray for them. And God is always able to do whatever He desires.
Amen.
And sometimes He surprises us, like this story you told and some other ones, where the Lord is able to recover. And that's glorious. But we just want to make this point clear that the way to go on, we see it actually in 2 Timothy. Let's open our Bibles. We're going to read just a couple more verses here. Let's go to verse 20. Chapter 2, verse 20. Amen. When you've got it, let's read it, okay? Chapter 2, verse 20. I know a couple of you are still looking for it, but this is a very rich portion. We'll read it together, okay? Let's go. But in a great house,
there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also wooden and earthen, and some unto honor, and some are unto dishonor.
Okay, let's read 21 together.
If therefore anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared unto every good work.
Right, so here we see the house and vessels, different kinds of vessels. Some vessels that are sanctified and cleansed are unto honor, right, to the master. Of course, that's the kind of vessel we want to be. Now, let's read the next verse together. Which is 2:22. But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. So here we see it's twofold. We're fleeing the negative things, right? And we're also pursuing.
Amen.
Right? With those, right? With those. You can never forget the with those, right? The Lord has given us another provision, which is the with those, right? All those around us, all those in this room. And not only so, you know, if we get too defensive, in the defensive mode, you guys know what a self-fulfilling prophecy is? It's like, we're in the age of decline. It's awful. It's terrible. Then this person leaves the meeting and we think, it's going to happen. We're all going to be gone soon, right? We don't want to be like that, right? Don't have that kind of idea. Instead, we're pursuing, right?
Amen.
You know, if Brother Ivanhoe, let's just say he didn't come to the meeting. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get him.
Amen.
I'm going to go get him.
Amen.
Hallelujah, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Amen. To pursue with those.
Amen.
Not only are we shepherding, right? The Lord went out for the lost sheep. Also, the charge that we just read this morning in chapter 4 is to proclaim the word.
Amen.
Right? Did everyone read that this morning? Verse 2, chapter 4, verse 2. Proclaim the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Right? And here, that proclaiming is the proclaiming of the gospel. Maybe you're the only person on your campus. You're the only one there. But I would just encourage you, if you proclaim the word, the Lord might give you a companion right there on your campus. How great would that be, right? And I'm not talking a theory here. It really happens, right? Did something happen for you, Hannah, with one of your friends? What happened? Why don't you stand up and tell us boldly what happened? What happened? You have a friend named Sasha, right? What happened to Sasha? Why don't you stand up and tell us? They don't believe me. They'll believe you.
I preached the gospel to her, and she gave to a gospel meeting, and then, so now she's going to start coming to
the summer.
I'm
going to. Amen. Amen. Did y'all hear that? So she has a friend, Sasha. She's burdened for her after the summer school of truth. There's a couple other sisters on her campus, so she's not alone. But anyway, she had a friend, Sasha, son of peace. The Lord set this one apart. She invited her to the gospel meeting. You know what happened? Can you believe it? She got saved.
Amen.
It really does happen. And then she started to come to the meetings. And that's one example. There are other examples on her campus, and some other sisters are on her school campus, and they're burdened and they're inviting. That's a good pattern. I hope all of us, amen, in our circumstances, we shouldn't look at the world like this. We should see the world for what it could be, right? The Lord could just be plundering the vessels, right? Bringing them to the Lord.
Amen.
So hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to, on the one hand, we're on the defensive, right? We're guarding. But on the other hand, we're on the offensive, right?
Amen.
The soldiers, they don't just, they're not always on the defensive. They're also seeking the opportunity, whether they're ready or not, in season or out of season. You realize, I'm talking to this person, he just asked me about, I don't know what I'm living for. Why are we here on earth? Even if they believe in evolution, they still don't know why they're here. They don't know what their life is for. That's a big question. Science cannot answer that question. Sorry. You go to the best university in the United States or in any country on this earth, and they don't teach a class on that. They can't answer that question. But the Bible answers that question.
Amen.
And you have the Bible. Right?
Amen.
And we really hope. Last thing. The deposit. Where'd it go?
Guard.
Well, it was here. Hopefully it's here. Right? The guard, the good deposit. What is the deposit? It's not a trick question, but you might answer it different ways. But this is a question. Brother Timothy wanted to ask you, what is the good deposit? Did someone say, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking about faith and greetings. I think that is a deposit.
Oh, that's good. Amen. Yeah. No, surely all these things, these ingredients in the inoculation are the deposit. Also, the word is the deposit, right? You're getting the word into you, and that also becomes something you can draw upon. Like when it's time to speak to someone, what are you going to say, right? When the Lord was tempted, how did he answer? With the word, right? So all of these matters of God and his life in us, these ingredients, the divine gift, all these things we have within us, and the Lord would like to. You are where you are. And guess what? It's not an accident that you are where you are. God put you there, actually, to bring to proclaim the word in season and out of season. And who knows? Maybe next time when we gather here, this room, we're going to need more chairs.
Amen.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Maybe in this section there would be two new people we never saw before.
Amen.
Where'd they come from? Thin air?
Yes.
No. Not thin air, right? You might even know the people, the two of you. How about in this section? Okay, how about this section? How many new people might be sitting in this section? Wow. Maybe they have to say because they're sitting in this section. Five? Okay. We're not going to hold you to it, but the point is, consider the ones that you go to school with. Maybe the Lord has made a special one as your classmate. You study with them. You're on a sports team. It could be. And then you'd have a companion to run together, right? To flee, to pursue with all those. Okay, I think that we are about out of time at this point. And now, announcements.